The Dukes have Terrence Edwards on the floor as well as Michael Christmas for the first time. They'll play with Matt Lewis, Zach Jacobs, and Terrell Strickland. The inbound goes into backcourt for Elon Tanaduba, guarded by Matt Lewis in the man-to-man. Elon in front, 8-6, 15-20 to play. Pass goes to Hannah, left elbow. He gets it off to Naduba, back to Hannah. Left-handed three-point shot is good. So the Phoenix are 3-for-3 from deep. They're ninth best in the league at 30% as a team, but they have a five-point advantage right now over JMU, 11-6. Christmas has it left side, goes to Matt Lewis. Now to Jacobs in the right corner to Strickland. Strickland drives to the free throw line. To Edwards on the left wing. Puts up a shot on the baseline, no good. The rebound is going to be collected by Michael for the Phoenix. And the shooting woes continue for JMU. 14:40 to play first half. Hannah, top of the key for Elon. Runs with a left-handed dribble to the left wing. Picks up that dribble. Swings in the corner to Michael. He'll put up the three-point shot. It's no good. Rebound. Simon Wright had it. Knocked out of his hands. And Michael Christmas recovers at the other end. To Jacobs. To Matt Lewis, top of the key. Three-point shot is good. Matt could not convert a three on Sunday. Snapped a 50-game consecutive streak. Well, the three-pointer knocks down a big one there. The Dukes trail by two, 11-9, 14-15 to play first half. Elon basketball on the right sideline. McIntosh to Hannah, and he's going to be fouled by Zach Jacobs. The first on the 6'8 senior from Richmond, the third on the team. With 14-10 to play, the Dukes are getting a little foul-happy here. Elon again with some Princeton concepts to their offense, challenging this JMU defense. Inbound goes to McIntosh. Screen set by Hannah. McIntosh to the left side of the floor. Long two-point shot is up and good. Hunter McIntosh again averages 18 points a game. Splash that one down. 13-9 Elon. 13:55 to play first half. JMU basketball. Jacobs hands it off to Edwards. Going to attack the right side of the lane. Dumps it off to Jacobs who goes in for the layup. He's good and he is fouled. Nice dish by Terrence Edwards and a nice catch and finish by Zach Jacobs in traffic. Gets the hoop and the harm and a chance for the old-fashioned three-point play. And a chance to add another 100 meals to a local area food bank courtesy of Food Lion Feeds and their Score to Give More program. The foul on Elon. Their second was attributed to Simon Wright. His first, and the official was looking at his arm and maybe thinking he was bleeding a little bit, but nothing found. So Zach Jacobs to the free throw line for JMU. He's 7 of 13 from the line this year. The free throw airborne for the senior is good. 3 points for Zach. The Dukes trail by one, 13-12, with 13:50 to play. First half action from the Atlantic Union Bank Center. McIntosh moving on Strickland. High screen set by Hannah. McIntosh goes to the left wing, to right top of the key, to Naduba on the right wing. Back to McIntosh, over to Michael left side. Back center floor to McIntosh, to Hannah at the top of the key right side. One dribble, leaves it off for Michael. Thought about it, three, drives with six on the shot clock, puts up a little running eight-footer, no good, and Terrence Edwards gets the rebound for JMU, goes down the left sideline. The Dukes down by one, 13-20 to play first half. Edwards to Jacobs, back to Edwards. Leaves it off for Jalen Hodge, who's just checked in for JMU. Hodge goes to Michael Christmas, drives right side, hops in the paint, shot up off the glass is good. Nice attack and take by Michael Christmas, and he becomes the fifth Duke to score. JMU back in front, 14-13. 13 minutes to play in the first half. Elon basketball, Naduba bounce pass top of the key to Chuck Hannah. Hannah moves to the right side to McIntosh, who's hounded by Strickland. Moving screen not called on Hannah. The shot up by McIntosh, no good. Christmas gets the rebound for the Dukes to Jalen Hodge. Back over to Michael Christmas. Going to be bumped there by Simon Wright. The ball pops free, and the Phoenix go the other way. McIntosh to Naduba in the left corner. Mishandles. Gets it back to McIntosh on the left wing for three. It's no good, and the rebound pulled down by Terrell Strickland for the Dukes. JMU in front by one. Strickland attacking, going strong. Shot up and good off the glass. Played through a lot of contact, but he went coast to coast at Terrell Strickland. And the Dukes lead is 16-13 with 12:18 to play first half. Elon basketball. McIntosh top of the key. Again, bounce pass left elbow to Hannah. Backdoor cut caught by Naduba. His shot is no good, but a late whistle and a foul on JMU. If they're going to get Jalen Hodge. 12:07 to play first half. 16-13 JMU on top of the Phoenix. But that's the fourth foul on JMU as a team. The first on Jalen Hodge, the UL Monroe transfer. Matt Lewis and Botto Morse back to the scorer's desk to check in. Following the first free throw from Akina Naduba. 6-foot grad student, shooting two shots, and that one rolls in and good. His first of the day, a 65% free throw shooter on the year is Naduba, averaging 7 points a game. Elon's going to send Federico Poser back in the lineup. As Naduba tries to make it a 1-point lead, 12:07 to play first half. Second free throw is good as well. The Dukes now lead 16-15. With 12:05 remaining in the first half. JMU has Hodge, Christmas, Amadi, Lewis, and Edwards. Christmas to Votto Morse, left wing. To Michael Christmas, left wing, 3-point shot is good. Michael Christmas turned and drained that in traffic. 19-15 JMU. In three games, Christmas has played against Elon. He had 2 points in all three games combined. He's got 5 here in the afternoon. Elon basketball, right goes top of the key to Naduba around a screen set by Poser, who's sticking his butt out into a defender. 3-point shot for the Phoenix, no good. Rebound collected by Votto Morse, and the Dukes are running. Morse to Jalen Hodge, right wing, 3-point shot, yes. Hodge has been working before games and after games, getting shots up. And he made that one count there as the Dukes now expand their lead 22-15, 11-15 to play first half. Elon basketballs, Naduba goes over to Burford on the right wing. To Poser, right elbow extended, back to Naduba for three. That one rattles off, and Edwards gets bumped twice, and finally a foul going to be called, and Simon Wright has just picked up his second foul. So the Dukes on a bit of a little burst here, 6-0 run over the last 54 seconds. Hold a 22-15 advantage, 11:03 to play here in the first half. We'll take a timeout and return to the Atlantic Union Bank Center on the Globe Fiber Broadcast Network.
Bottom of the eighth.